The son of a heavy hitter in a powerful Mexican drug trafficking organization has filed explosive legal pleadings in federal court in Chicago, accusing the U.S. government of cutting a deal with the Sinaloa cartel that gave its leadership carte blanche to continue to smuggle tons of illicit drugs into Chicago and the rest of the United States. The source of that allegation is Jesus Vicente Zambada Niebla, the son of Ismael El Mayo Zambada Garcia, one of the purported top leaders of the Sinaloa drug trafficking organization, a major Mexican-based importer of weapons and exporter of drugs. The top capo of the Sinaloa drug organization, named after the Pacific Coast Mexican state where it is based, is Joaquim Guzman Loera, El Cachapo, who escaped from a maximum security prison in Mexico in 2001, only days before he was slated to be extradited to the United States. Chapo has since gone on to build one of the most powerful drug cartels in Mexico. With the death of Osama bin Laden in May, Chapo, a Spanish nickname meaning shorty, jumped to the top of the FBI's most wanted persons list. He also made Forbes magazine's 2010 list of the world's most powerful people. Zambada Niebla, himself a key player in the Sinaloa organization, was arrested in Mexico City in March 2009, and last February extradited to the United States to stand trial on narco-trafficking-related charges. The indictment pending against Zambada Niebla claims he served as the logistical coordinator for the cartel, helping to oversee an operation that imported into the U.S. multi-ton quantities of cocaine using various means, including, but not limited to, Boeing 747 cargo aircraft, private aircrafts, buses, rail cars, tractor trailers, and automobiles. Zambada Niebla also claims to be an asset of the U.S. government. His allegation was laid out originally in a two-page court pleading filed in late March with the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois in Chicago. The latest allegations being advanced by Zambada Niebla, who is now being held in solitary confinement in a jail cell in Chicago, are laid out in motions filed recently in federal court. Those pleadings spell out the supposed cooperative relationship between the U.S. Department of Justice and its various agencies, including the DEA and the FBI, and leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, including Zambada Niebla. That alleged relationship was cultivated through a Mexican attorney, Humberto Loya Castro, whom Zambada Niebla claims is a Sinaloa cartel member and a close confidant of Joaquim Guzman Loera, Chapo. According to Zambada Niebla's court pleadings, filed on July 29, 2011, Humberto Loya was indicted along with Chapo and Mayo, Zambada Niebla's father, in 1995 in the Southern District of California and charged with participation in a massive narcotics trafficking conspiracy. That case was dismissed on the prosecution's own motion in 2008, after Loya became an informant for the United States government and had provided information for a period of over 10 years. Sometime prior to 2004, and continuing through the time period covered in the indictment, the United States government entered into an agreement with Loya and the leadership of the Sinaloa cartel, including Mayo and Chapo. Under that agreement, the Sinaloa cartel, through Loya, was to provide information accumulated by Mayo, Chapo, and others against rival Mexican drug trafficking organizations to the United States government. In return, the United States government agreed to dismiss the prosecution of the pending case against Loya, not to interfere with his drug trafficking activities and those of the Sinaloa cartel, to not actively prosecute him, Chapo, Mayo, and the leadership of the Sinaloa cartel, and not to apprehend him. The protection extended to the Sinaloa leadership, according to the court filings, included being informed by agents of the DEA through Loya that the United States government agents and/or Mexican authorities were conducting investigations near the home territories of cartel leaders, so that the cartel leaders could take appropriate actions to evade investigators. In addition, the pleadings allege the U.S. government agreed not to share any of the information they had had about the Sinaloa cartel and/or the leadership of the Sinaloa cartel with the Mexican government in order to better assure that they would not be apprehended and so that their operations would not be interfered with. According to the July 29th pleadings, Zambada Niebla was a party to the agreement between the United States government and the Sinaloa cartel, and provided information to the United States government through Loya, pursuant to the agreement. Loya arranged for Mr. Zambada Niebla to meet with United States government agents at the Sheraton Hotel in Mexico City in March 17th of 2009 for the purpose of introducing Mr. Zambada Niebla to the agents and for the purpose of his continuing to provide information to the DEA and the United States government personally rather than through Loya. Zambada Niebla claims in the court pleadings that he attended the meeting in March 2009 at the hotel in Mexico City as scheduled, with Loya present. And while there, even though he was then under indictment in the U.S., was told by U.S. federal agents that he would not be arrested and that arrangements had been made at the highest levels of the United States government to assure his immunity from prosecution in exchange for his cooperation in providing information on rival narco-trafficking groups. However, Zambada Niebla contends he was double-crossed despite the assurance of the U.S. agents. He alleges in his pleadings that government agents were satisfied with the information he had provided to them at the meeting at the Sheraton Hotel on March 17, 2009, and that arrangements would be made to meet with him again. Mr. Zambada Niebla then left the meeting. The court pleadings assert, approximately 5 hours after the hotel meeting, Mr. Zambada Niebla was arrested by Mexican authorities. Zambada Niebla's pleadings also reference the controversial U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, Weapons Trafficking Interdiction Program, Fast and Furious, an operation, now the subject of congressional hearings, that allegedly allowed some 2,000 guns to be smuggled across the U.S.-Mexican border under ATF's watch. Zambada Niebla contends that Fast and Furious is yet another example of the U.S. government's complicity in the carnage of the drug war. As a result of Operation Fast and Furious, the pleadings assert, about 3,000 people in Mexico were killed, including law enforcement officers in the state of Sinaloa, Mexico, headquarters of the Sinaloa cartel. Among those receiving weapons through the ATF operation, the pleadings continue, were DEA and FBI informants working for drug organizations, including the leadership of those groups. The evidence seems to indicate that the Justice Department not only allowed criminals to smuggle weapons, but the taxpayers' dollars in the form of informant payments may have financed those engaging in such activities, the pleadings allege. It is clear that some of the weapons were deliberately allowed by the FBI and other government representatives to end up in the hands of the Sinaloa cartel, and that among the people killed by those weapons were law enforcement officers. Mr. Zambada Niebla believes that the documentation that he requests from the U.S. government will confirm that the weapons received by Sinaloa cartel members and its leaders in Operation Fast and Furious were provided under the agreement entered into between the United States government and Mr. Loya Castro on behalf of the Sinaloa cartel that is the subject of Zambada Niebla's defense regarding public authority. In its response to Zambada Niebla's claim that he was working under public authority as an informant or confidential source, U.S. federal prosecutors don't claim outright that he was not a U.S. government asset. They argue instead only that the government denies that the defendant Zambada Niebla exercised public authority when he committed the serious crimes charged in the indictment. In other words, even if Zambada Niebla was offered some type of deal in exchange for his cooperation, that deal did not extend to the specific acts he is accused of in the indictment against him. Federal prosecutors also ask that the court order Zambada Niebla to produce, prior to trial, evidence that a specific American official or officials with actual or apparent authority expressly authorized him to import multi-kilogram quantities of cocaine and heroin into the United States, as charged in the indictment, or explicitly assured him that these acts were not criminal and that he reasonably relied on these communications. Narco News spoke with several former DEA and FBI agents about Zambada Niebla's contention that he worked, in essence, as an informant for the U.S. government. Not one of those former agents who asked that their names not be revealed considered it out of the realm of possibility that Zambada Niebla might have cut a deal with the United States government. In fact, one former DEA agent said that by making such a claim, Zambada Niebla was essentially putting his life in jeopardy by outing himself as an informant, an extreme move that would seem to indicate that at least he believes he had a deal in place. But in the end, all of the former federal agents agree that unless Zambada Niebla has proof of his allegations that passes legal muster, he has little chance of prevailing, and at least one of those former agents said prosecutors would not likely have challenged him to produce such proof if they did not have a high degree of confidence that it does not exist. A DEA source pointed out that there is such an animal called an Attorney General Exempt Operation, where the Attorney General of the United States, in the Zampada Niebla case, could authorize that laws be violated by an informant to advance a case. However, that is usually done in money laundering investigations, the DEA source said. The other possibility, the former DEA agent adds, is that Zampada Niebla was tricked on an even deeper level and was, in fact, not dealing with U.S. law enforcement agencies, but rather a CIA intelligence operation. This would not be the first time the CIA has used an informant and led them to believe that it was an FBI, ICE, or DEA operation, the DEA source said. If that is the case, according to the former DEA agent, Zampada Niebla's case is sunk, since even if documents and other evidence exist to prove his allegations of U.S. government complicity, that evidence would almost certainly be deep-sixed under claims of national security that would be invoked by that very same U.S. government. Stay tuned. You've been listening to an article posted by Bill Conroy on Narco News on July 31st, 2011. The full text is available on Equipo Niscor's webpage dedicated to corruption, organized crime, and human rights. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on August 19th, 2011.